פרק חס, סעיף סמכס, ניפוח גלגל גומי, to blow up a tire, which is made from rubber. גלגל גומי, you've got a rubber tire, or a כדור גומי, or you've got a plastic ball, or rubber ball, and ננפחם בפעם הראשונה בשבת. You shouldn't blow them up the first time on Shabbos. If you already blew it up once, before Shabbos, you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. What that means? We've learned these halachas say like this. If you've got a pillow, you're not allowed to put in the feathers on Shabbos, because putting in the feathers the first time is considered tikkun mona. The same thing here says the Orach HaShabbos, Shem Reb Shlomo Zalman. The first time you put in the air into the tire or into the ball is considered tikkun mona, because you're making it usable, making it ready to be used. So if you haven't done that before Shabbos, you're not allowed to do it the first time on Shabbos. But if you've already done it before Shabbos, you're allowed to do it on Shabbos the second time, b'shem Reb Shlomo Zalman. Se'if Samach Es, Nipuach Balon, to blow up a balloon. Ein Nenapeach Balon Gumi, one should not blow up a balloon for Shabbos, but Pam Rishona, like we learned before, same as you're not allowed to blow up a tire, you're not allowed to either blow up a balloon. But if you already blew it up once before Erev Shabbos, if you want to go and blow it up the second time, now he says a differentiation. I mean, if he hasn't blown it up before Shabbos, then he's not allowed to do it the first time on Shabbos. But if he already blew it up before Shabbos, he wants to make a differentiation between a problem. Maybe you're going to go make a kesher. If the way to go and tie up the balloon after you blew it up is with a kesher, then it's a problem. Shema yovoi likshoi. Maybe you're going to come and go and do a kesher, so you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. If the way to go and use this balloon is by doing it with a rubber band, then you don't use a kesher, and there's no problem. Let's see that inside. Yesh la'afkin b'zeh ben shnei mikrim, there's differentiation between two cases. Em harigilosi, if this normally liskas bi'a balon, you go and close the balon, the gumi, you usually do it with a plastic band. Harizeh mutter, there's no problem. Em harigilos hi liskas bi'a balon, if the normal way is to go make a kesher by the balloon, ein natri b'Shabbos, you shouldn't blow it up on Shabbos. At im ein dafei loykoyishra, even if you don't want to go and do a kesher, and as a segre begumi, you want to put on it a plastic band, doesn't help you. Mechasha shema yikshay kirigulus b'chol. If it is normal to do it on weekday with a kesher, therefore you're not allowed to do it even without a kesher on Shabbos. If the normal way on weekday is to do it without a kesher, then you're allowed to do that on Shabbos. So if ein avzam shenishmat meharutzua, if you've got a buckle from a chagura, from a belt which fell off from the belt, the inen avzam shenishmat mechagura, if the buckle fell off the belt, im mutar lachzir b'Shabbos in el ha'or ein. He says, look before in Ha'ara footnote Ayin. Now, what's the Shaila there? He discusses when it is joined together loose. Then he has a Shaila. If it is joined together loose, he has a Shaila what the halacha is if you are allowed to go and do it on Shabbos, because something which is loose, but that's the way one uses it, he has a Shaila. He's not sure if you're allowed to use it on Shabbos or not. But that's only if it is joined together loose. If it is joined together strongly, even if it's mahudak only, then there's no shayla, you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. But if it is joined together loose, then he has זה שאלה.